Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Parshas Tazria, Day 1. An excerpt from page 42b. Isha Ki Tazria, when a woman will sell, which means when she'll conceive. So why does it Torah say in conceiving, express it in the way of selling? Tanina, we learned, Isha Mazras Tchila, if the woman has seed first, the result is, Yulvah Zohar, she gives birth to a male. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Rabbi Yaakov said, Hotaninan, behold, we learn, the Kutcher Vichu goes ala Yitipa, that the Holy One, blessed be He, decrees upon that drop. Iu Dachar, if it will be male, Iu Nukva, it will be female. But Amr, and you say, Isha Mazras Tchila, if the woman has seed first, you let a Zohar, so you give birth to a male. It's Hashem's decree. It doesn't depend upon what happens beneath. So, how to resolve these teachings together? Certainly, the Holy Blessed Be He distinguishes between the male drop and the female drop. We'll begin Davchin Lei, because He distinguishes it, Gozer Lei, He decrees upon it, Ile Havidachar, the male, Inukfa, it will be female. So, what it seems to be saying is that at the time relation between them, we'll have seed first, that itself is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to make sure to determine that it'll be a male or female. And it's predetermined, it's decided by Hashem. Hashem brings it out to this world in this way, because everything in the world Hashem wanted to come through the world below. So it goes to the rules of the world below. It's not just Hashem just decrees and that's the way it is. He sets it into motion to the whole state of Yishtalshus, the whole system, to make sure it's expressed in this world in a certain way. Amri Bacha, Sidra Bacha, Yivelda Zacha, and she gave birth to male. V'chikivin Mazras. And since once she has seed, you'll let us, she'll give birth. V'chikiv Yivelda, and she gave birth. But if so, I call, this is birth. Hachim Yiboyli. This is what it where it should be, what it should have said. Isha Kisa, when a woman will conceive, the eldest Zachar, and give birth to a male. Mal Kisa's Via, what does it mean when she'll have seed, the elder, and give birth? And Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi, it's a woman. When Yomad is Abbas, and day she comes pregnant, Ad Yomad will lead us till the day she gives birth. Leisla Bafuma, a little Dila. There's nothing in her mouth except about her birth. He's always talking about it. We have a Dachar, it will be a male. I'll talk about this. Isha Kisa's Via, when a woman will have seed, the eldest Zachar, and give birth to a male, and she's always talking about it. So he's like sewn in her mouth, something producing more and more, she's talking about it all the time. And the reason for that, Hashem makes the physical, the seers, things are the way they are in this world, become a vessel for the spiritual. So according to the way she's speaking down in this world, so it begins to make vessels, an impression for what will be the actual birth. Because as Zohar says, another place, everything has to come in thought, word, and deed. So before the act of birth of the child coming into the world, she's talking about it. She thought about it, and she's speaking about it, and then it comes into actuality. Isha Kisazria, a woman, will have seed, Rechizkia Pasach, Rechizkia opened the discourse. Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. How multiple are your works, Hashem? So explains this verse in Tehillim, 104. Kama Sagin Ovodai Demalka Kadisha Be'amor. How numerous are the works of the Holy King in the world? Compared to a person not to vidohi, kama makturin kechada, took in his hand many seeds as one. Vazar alone, he sowed them as in the chana at one time. And afterwards, nafar kol chad v'chad v'chudoi. Each one came out individually. Kach thus kutcher v'chudon and v'smihi. Ovid ol v'doi v'chachma. He did his deeds in wisdom. V'chachma nafar kula, and wisdom he took them all kechada as one. Vazar alone and sowed them. And afterwards, Nafku kol chad v'chad v'zimne. Each one came out in his time. Harusiv, that's just written, Kula m'chokma sisa. You made them all in wisdom. So we know that chokma corresponds to the letter yud, and the yud is like a point, which is like a drop of seed, and it's also like the seed you put in the ground. And from that point, that like as if it were spiritual, revealing the physical computer chip, is the program. The spiritual and physical DNA of the child that will be born, everything will come out. In the Chachma, there's all these little points. Like on a computer chip, you have these little pulses, electric impulses, emotions, energy, and it comes out to be programs and to be born into trees and children, individuals. So everything, as it spreads out in all its multiplicity in the world, is rooted in Chokhmah, which is just like a point, which means it's all included in oneness. Chokhmah is a state of unification to Ein Sof. So the point of Hashem making everything wisdom is that despite the fact that everything branches out into multiplicity, He gave everything a root in supernal unity, so it should be traced back in its roots in the Ein Sof, in the Infinite One, and we can see Hashem from everything in the world, and not be shrouded from seeing His unity through the diversity that we see in the universe. On the contrary, each thing we can see how it's rooted in Hashem's oneness, and it gives us a greater perception of the depth of what it means, Hashem's oneness. So that's what's great. Ma, which is nullification, like Chochmah is Koach Ma, the power of nullification, Rabu, multiple, Ma'asecha Yadid Hashem. But how special it is that even though you're one, the more numerous your works are, the more we appreciate your oneness. And that's something special. That's why it connects with the simple explanation of the verse, that Adam Melech is exclaiming, like, wow, how great your works, Hashem, is exclaiming, how could it be such a thing, that your works are so deep and awesome. And in truth, that's the connection with the other verse. It says, "More godlu ma'asecha Hashem, kolam chokhmah sisa yishbar l'ida." Pasuk in Psalm 72, Mizmor about Shabbos, how great your works, Hashem. That he's exclaiming how it could be that the more diverse they are, the more we see the details and how they spread out, the more we see how they trace back to your unity. Just a greater expression of how great your oneness is. And that's godlu is like great. It's all big one picture. It's all pieces of a puzzle. So on Shabbos, when it's all exact, just the root unity, so we say more godlu asef Hashem, how great it works Hashem. During the week we say more robo, how multiple, but also connected with the root above. And blessings as a Shema, these are the verses we say. Am Rabbi Abba, said Rabbi Abba, more robo asef Hashem, how multiple it works Hashem. Kama segini nun, how multiple are they, of doi, the Malka Gedisha, works of the Holy King, kulu steaming v'chach, all concealed in wisdom. All rooted in that simple drop of wisdom which is included in the Ein Self and the Endless One. How do we see that? It's written, Kolam HaChokhma Sisa, we've all made them in wisdom. The Chiddush is, he brought Chokhma, which is a high level, down to the level of Asiya, and it relative to what's above it is like Chokhma, like Baal Tanya explains very times, that even though Chokhma relative to us is like Ein Self, is like Endless, but compared to the levels above it, it itself is like action. It's like concretizing. And that itself, it gives appreciation of how awesome Hashem is, if what appears to us could be so high and endless and boundless relative to what's above it, is itself like physicality and concretization. So we can begin to depict level upon level, level what it means Ein Sof, Ein Sof, Ein Sof, level upon levels, the greatness of Hashem. Kulav v'chachma, they're all wisdom, Cleveland are included, lo nafki the barna go out, v'shvim and deen, except the known paths, l'gavi bina, t'bina, 32 pairs of wisdom is going to Pina, Mitaman, from there, Savidu Kula, all is made. Means like the mother that is born, the drop of Chachmen, expresses into the world, and the children of Swar Bina is called rejoicing mother. Emibani Mismecha, until 113. Mistaknu, and they're fixed up, and you see this. It's written, Vusvuna Yiskonon, and in understanding in Bina, they shall be established in Mishlei 24. It's like the mother gives birth and establishes the drop. Because you've made them all in wisdom, the Bina, with Bina. Through Bina, the Chokh becomes Asiya, becomes actualized. Well, the world is full. The earth, darkness is Israel. This is a great Shechina, the Vitamin is Nali, Mikul, and there it's filled of all. The way you find it, it says, all of the rivers go to the sea. Kalis 1:1. That the Malchus receives everything, all lights the spheres above it, and actualizes it in the final state. Kininecha, your requirements, says, well, it's Kininecha, the world is filled with your acquisitions. The Hiyapikas loan, a tree framed to Malchus, brings them out of the bus afterwards. After Bina concretizes relatively in the worlds above, so Malchus materialize actually in the world below. Completely the last step where the buck stops. And then it's called the acquisition of Hashem. It's something in this world which is separate from Him. It's acquired, including His infinity and His oneness. You see, that's it's written, Eila told us, these are the offspring of heavens and earth when they were created. And the rabbis explained, Behi Baram is Behe Baram. He created them with the letter He, which is the Malchus. They were actualized. It's also Bina. Bina Malchus, feminine aspect, actualized, just like child is born to the woman. Beginning cut, because of this, Mala Earth Kinanech, the whole world, referring to Malchus, is filled with your acquisitions. They were included back in the Insof, because of this connection of Malchus to Bina and Bina to Chachma, it's also included back in the divine oneness, and in the soul quiet to Hashem. And it says Hashem has five requirements, five special acquisitions in his world, referring to five root channels that everything in the world is channeled through. It's letter Hey, Avinu, Beis Hamikdash, Heaven and Earth, the one he says in Pirkei Avos. Because it's through the letter Hey, Malchus, the channel that everything is connected back up with Bina, and to that the Chachma, and that's the main self. So it's all Hashem Echad. Tochazi, come and see in Revelation, at the time when a person comes to sanctify, with Davga ben Ukfei, to unite with his female in relationship, Ve'usa Kadisha, delay in his holy will, Israel Rucha Kadisha, to awaken upon him a Holy Spirit, Kol Dafar Nukh included of male and female, Ramaz Kutchapichu Lechad Shlucha, and all of us be he hints to one messenger, Ramana Alduyem Reinasha, who's appointed over the conception of humanoids. Mani Biodeha Rucha, and he points in his hand, and he deposits over, points over into his hand that spirit, the one that's supposed to be born. Vodolei lan eser yifkodlei, and he makes known to him to which place he's supposed to visit it. In other words, he tells him, bring this soul into this conception in this person, in this relationship. How does he see this? It's written, Halayla omar hora gover. Night says, a person conceives. EO33. So the Zohar explains, Halayla, night, Omar says, lahau mana, to that appointee, that chief angel, that a person will conceive, and means a woman become pregnant from John Doe, from a certain person that's supposed to be born from her. Put your bichu afkid lay now rucha, must be he appoints to that spirit, like gives him a mission, depends, call my afkid, whatever he appoints. Lord Moon is explained. Kadein, Rucha Nachta, then one spirit descends, Ruchad Soma Ime, one image with him, Hadukoim Jukne, Ve'ilah, that one that he endures in above, Bahamut Soma is born, that image he's created. Bahamut Soma, that image also Bahayami goes in this world. The Hadukhsivas is written, Ach would tell him, but in an image is how each a person goes. Tilm 39:7. So this means that there's such a thing of the Tzelem image, which is a great theme in the Kisvei Arizal, especially in Eitz Chaim, which is a kind of intermediary between the soul and the body that the soul can clothe in order to be able to connect with the body, because intrinsically the two opposites, how should be able to come together. So it has, you need a type of an intermediary, which is this Tzelem, the image, and as soon as the soul is clothed, and the soul is clothed in that also above in type of a spiritual image, and to that the person is born expresses the world. That's why he, in this world, everyone has a certain type of face and looks the way he looks, and as though it says other places where the person sees some of his relatives in a dream or something after their nifter, after they leave the world, sees them the way they look in this world, because that spiritual image, the physical image that they had, was just an expression, a reflection of the spiritual image that they have over time before death and afterwards. So a person is able to go in this world means his soul is able to remain connected to the body and express and live in the world the whole time. That's the person goes in it. Oh, da'ai suma ishtach kamin rush. As long as this image is found with the person, suma delay in his image, korim ayalmi duz in this world, mischabim kada detached as one, meaning the body and the soul. Mishlam malka asir bein nasha, shalom erach one people, ramayah said before, chayom anos wasalim, tomorrow the day will blow and the clouds and the images, the shadows will go, referring to trees. In other words, get your act together until the day will be towards then when it blows, when the breeze is blowing towards the end of the day. The day is being blown away up into heaven, and the shadows will flee. Slolem is shadows like this image that the soul is clothed in, into the body. And two, as Rizal explains, that they're both two levels of image of Selim that go with the person in this world. The person should make sure to take advantage of his opportunity in this world to serve Hashem while he's still alive and the Telem is with him. There's other places that when it's 30 days before a person is supposed to leave this world, so the image begins to depart from him little by little, so he doesn't feel, you know, ruling on himself, he doesn't feel himself so much. Till time comes and then he's swept up into heaven.